We'll talk of threats to Australia's national security have dominated. Of course, we have the rise of terrorism, the rise of Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, as well as the risk of terror attacks at home. This is the topic du jour. But the head of Navy in this country says other strategic threats are emerging, with our naval fleet facing the growing might, of course, of the Chinese and Russian navies actually in our region. More pointedly, the Russians. We know the Chinese are here already. Speaking at the Lowy Institute in Sydney, Vice Admiral Tim Barrett predicted Russia's military build-up will ramp up activity in Asia, driven by a desire to re-establish a Cold War position of influence. He's warned the changing relationships between superpowers China, Russia and the US will throw up new challenges. Vice Admiral Tim Barrett with us now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
So we've seen China's Navy increase substantially, and also its rhetoric regarding the South China Sea. It wants to protect its interests there, which are, of course, disputed. But do you predict Russia will try to regain the strength it had during the Cold War in Navy terms?
Well, in answer to a question yesterday at a presentation at the Lowy Institute, I was asked about what I'd observed from their behaviour. I made the point that there has been some activity that we've noticed very clearly and publicly, a Russian task group that spent time in the Coral Sea during the G20 this year. But I also indicated that I think it is sort of reminiscent of the type of naval doctrine that the Russian Navy had during the Soviet era. We must remember that they are indeed a Pacific nation as much as a European nation, and they've had naval presence in the region before, but it has been relatively dormant for a period of time. But with their deployment to the Coral Sea, and currently they are exercising with the Indians in the Indian Ocean, we are seeing almost a resurgence of their a demonstration of their capabilities in these regions.
What was Russia's or the then Soviet Union's Cold War doctrine in the Pacific?
They had a presence which looked at a level of forward deployment. They did operate from facilities in other countries further afield from the Russian mainland, and they spent time both in the Pacific but also through the Indian Ocean and as far west as the Middle East. So they have had, over a period of time, a level of presence in those regions. That is not to say that all navies don't seek to achieve that, but it was quite prominent with Russia, and as I said, it has been largely dormant for a period of time, and it's only now that we see that level of resurgence.
And the Royal Australian Navy also has its interests in this regard, which are what?
Well, one of our principal aims is to ensure for government that we can secure our trade routes. Much of our trade, about 90% by volume, comes by sea of what we export and import. It is our role to make sure, not just around our home waters, but that we can protect those trade routes as far as they stretch. And so navies have that as a common role. And so the current recapitalisation of Navy, which is really an opportunity for us, is meant to be able to demonstrate our strength of being able to secure those trade routes.
So is trade or the South China Sea dispute emerging as the most important strategic things to consider?
Well, I guess you could say they're interrelated because China and Japan are our major trading partners, and to get to those areas from here, we need to travel through the South China Sea. So it is important that we're able to demonstrate that we have a capacity and a capability to protect those trade routes or trading routes, and that in and of itself becomes an issue of the importance for us to be able to pass through that region, through the South China Sea itself.
And do we have that capacity?
We do, and we have been sending ships through that area, naval ships, for quite some time, for decades indeed. So what we're doing now is nothing new, but what the government seeks us to do is to show that we continue to have the ability to do that and the authority to do that.
Isn't that likely to be perceived as an aggressive posture, just as if the reverse were done to us?
Well, it may, but as I've indicated, it's not something that is new. We have been doing this for some time. It's reiterating our ability to manage, to protect, should we need to, our trade routes that pass through that region. So whilst it is a contemporary issue, as I have said, we've moved throughout that area for quite some time, over decades.
And while the interests have remained unchanged, the vehicles and technology to achieve them through the Navy are evolving. How has the Navy changed, and do you forecast it'll continue to change in the 21st century since you became a naval seaman officer 40 years ago?
Thanks for raising the facts. It's 40 years ago. Look, it has. Technology has changed the way we do our business, but I have to say our business at sea has not really changed. The protection of trade routes has been something navies around the world have been doing for centuries. It is still that important, and it is still the fact that a majority of goods that travel to and from Australia have done for the existence of this nation, this European nation, have been the same. So the technology just means that we are more effective in how we can protect those areas, but clearly others have that capacity now as well. So there's a constant review of our own capability to ensure that we can protect to the level that's needed to ensure that trade.
What can you tell me about the Defence White Paper, which was due to be released in October, but now won't be released till next year?
Well, the Defence Minister has formally stated that it will now be issued in early new year. As she has stated, and I agree, it's appropriate that new into the role, she fully understands what is in that white paper, and I think she's taking a prudent measure in making herself familiar with the content, and that will take time. And as she's indicated, we expect it to be released early next year.
What would you like to see in there?
Well, I think what has already been identified through commentary is a view that says we appreciate that this is a maritime nation. I've spoken already about the trade, and I think there will be a recapitalisation of Navy, and you would expect me as Chief of Navy to support that. But I think it's a necessary requirement because Navy has, over a period of time, continued to do its role, but we have been captive of our own capability, and we have not really considered the future needs until this point.
Chief of Navy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vice Admiral Tim Barrett.